The Justice Department has cast a wide net in its search for information about the terrorist attacks. More than 1,100 people have been detained since September 11th, and now the federal government has drawn up a list of 5,000 more people it wants to talk to. This week, authorities began their questioning in southeast Michigan, where there's a large Arab American community. The move has sparked outrage and confusion, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports now from Dearborn, Michigan.
There's a long stretch along Dearborn's Warren Avenue that could have been transplanted from almost any city in the Middle East. Shop signs are written in Arabic. The bakeries are filled with the sweet smell of honey and pistachios. And at a local grocery store, women wearing headscarves and long, loose-fitting black robes choose from mountains of olives or pick over figs and dates while their husbands buy meat at the butcher counter. Like many other businesses in Dearborn, this grocery is owned by an Arab American. About 350,000 people, originally from places such as Lebanon, Yemen, and the Gaza Strip, live in Dearborn and other communities surrounding Detroit. It's the largest Arab American population in the United States, and because of that, it's a magnet for federal investigators. This week, they began questioning 840 men from the Middle East about recruiting efforts of Osama bin Laden's terrorist organization.
The fact is that it's wrong to accuse a whole population for the action of very few.
Hassan Jaber, the deputy director of Access, a human services organization in Dearborn, says the decision to question only Arab men smacks of racial profiling and is something America has fought against for decades. Jaber says many Arab Americans have already felt a backlash since September 11th.
I think it's going to add one more feeling that this community unfairly being singled out, unfairly being suspected, unfairly being profiled, and a feeling of mass suspicion of the Arab American community.
Law enforcement authorities insist that those sought for questioning are not suspects and that investigators just want to see if they have information that will help track down those who helped plan the September 11th attacks or anyone planning more attacks. But that sort of benign reasoning doesn't go far here in Dearborn, where residents say they're often targeted by investigators just looking for information. The bitterness rose to the surface at a community meeting on Tuesday. Ralph Boyd, the head of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, led a panel of federal agencies that came to tell the primarily Arab American audience what they can do to protect themselves from discrimination. Instead, many in the audience accuse the Justice Department of discrimination.
On behalf of George Bush, and this is a sham what you're doing here, and it's a crime. What's going on in this country? The attacks on the Arab and Muslim people, it is a disgrace. It's a total disgrace. It does go back to the Japanese internment camps.
The Justice Department's Boyd tried to assure the audience that he understood their anxiety and concern about the interviews, but said they are necessary.
These interrogations are not unique in American history, nor are they unique in law enforcement. Perhaps the only thing that is unique about them is the publicity surrounding them.
Boyd told the crowd that the interviews are voluntary and that there would be no repercussions against an individual if they refused to take part. He says local police officers are doing the questioning. But Imad Hamad, the regional director of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, says that will create a huge breach in the community.
Over the past years, we always have an ongoing challenge, which is the trust between communities and the law enforcement agencies. And the last thing we want to see is a setback to this trust.
Hamad says the majority of people who will be questioned are students, tourists, and some businessmen who aren't aware of their legal rights. There's concern that a confession could be coerced. Most are in the United States on visas, which may have expired. Before September 11th, that could have been cleared up with a phone call. Now it could mean indefinite detention and deportation. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Dearborn, Michigan.
Alzheimer's. A new report suggests common pain relievers could prevent the disease. That story next on All Things Considered.